of protection against evil and calamities, which were taken from authentic ahadith. Usually you find many wazifas. The people read, sometimes the ladies at home read wazifas, etc. But not necessarily they're from Quran and hadith. Some buzruk, some pious person found some special effects in some wazifa. So that's his personal experience. Yes, it can work for others also. But the biggest buzruk is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he has given us is sufficient for us. Quran and hadith. So these, what will come ahead, are all extracted from hadith and Quran. The citation of these du'as have been strongly encouraged by Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, who is the sheikh of our sheikh. So very quickly, we'll just discuss one page. Brothers can read it on their own, inshallah. Just to understand what these du'as are for our well-being of this world and akhirat. Freedom from Jahannam, the following should be recited 7 times in the morning and evening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall free its reciter from Jahannam. Recite 7 times morning and evening, Allahumma jirni min an-nar. That 7 times the person can recite this. The next dua, the after protection from the evil of man and jinn. Reciting the following once in the morning and once in the evening. In the morning meaning after Fajr Salah, in the evening after Salatul Maghrib. Once in the evening is a means of protection from the evil of man and jinn. أعوذ بكلمات الله تامات من شر ما خلق. Protection against all harm. That Abban bin Uthman radiallahu anhu narrates from his father that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites the following thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening, nothing will harm him. Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. This is thrice in the morning and thrice in the evening, Allah will protect him. Shukr for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting the following once in the morning. Gratitude is fulfilled for all the bounties with which one was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. And similarly, if read in the evening for all the bounties of the day, recite once morning and evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik fa minka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Then we have the 4 kalimas that are very, very weighty. Hadhrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha related, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left my house for the morning salah, Fajr salah, I was sitting on the musalla, busy in Allah dhikr. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came back after chaste prayer, the salatul ishraq, just before midday, salatul duha, not chaste, salatul duha, chaste namaz. I was still sitting in the same position. He asked me whether I had sat in that position right from the time he left in the morning. I replied yes. He then said, after I left you, I recited 4 kalimas 3 times, which if compared to all that you have recited since the morning would be found to outweigh it. These kalimas are, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. The 4 kalimas. Then we have the protection against all evil, which is quite well known, whether it's black magic, whether it's sihar, jadu, mischief of the jinn, etc. This is the riwayat of Abdullah bin Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once on a dark, gloomy, rainy night, we went out in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we found him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read. We inquired, what should we read? He said, read Surah Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas, thrice every morning and evening. It will suffice as protection from everything, from the evils of witchcraft, black magic, mischief of jinn. We have the Surah Ikhlas and Mu'awwadhatain, Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. There's much tafsir thereafter. It will suffice you from all type of evil, from all other wazifas also. It will suffice you. Salvation from the worries of both the worlds. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites this morning and evening 7 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for this, for his worries of both the worlds. Allah will suffice him. 7 times, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. That's 7 times. In the last verses of Suratul Hashr, it has been narrated by Hazrat Ma'qal bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites thrice in the morning, A'udhu billahi sami'i al-alim, minash shaytani rajim, 3 times he recites A'udhu billahi sami'i al-alim, minash shaytani rajim, followed by the last three verses of Surah Al-Hashr once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint over him 70,000 angels who will beg for forgiveness on his behalf for the entire day till evening. So we have the last verses of Surah Al-Hashr, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. Then protection from leprosy, blindness, insanity and paralysis, person stroke, heart attack, and all these things will be included. So Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the dawn breaks and you have performed your Fajr Salah, then recite the following dua four times. You will be protected from insanity, leprosy, white liver and paralysis. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are all divine prescriptions. Doctor gives you the prescription, you carry it in your top pocket. I have to go to the pharmacy because I got heart problem or I got pressure problem. These are divine prescriptions from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For protection of one's deen, life, family and wealth, Hazrat Ma'qal bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, once I expressed my fears to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over five things in my life, and we all have this fear. I feared that I would be misled or deviate from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. The second was regarding my life. I feared harm or illness would befall me. The third was about my children, and they would suffer deeni or worldly harm. My fourth concern was my wife, that she too may suffer physical or spiritual harm. The fifth fear I had was over my wealth, should there occur a loss of income or property. After listening to my fears, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me the following dua to be recited three times morning and evening. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Powerful du'as. Then we have durud-e-tunjina. The blessings of this durud are abundant. It is a protection against all types of plagues and diseases. One experiences complete serenity and ecstasy of the heart. This durud is one that has been prescribed by the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who in the experiences have found it to be very effective. Zadus Sa'id. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا أو تنجينا بوتا كوريكت صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة بعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Protection from black magic, jadu, sihar, witchcraft. By reciting this ayah thrice in the morning and in the evening, one will not be afflicted by black magic. If one has already been afflicted, the effects of the black magic will be removed. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا قَالَ مُوسَى مَا جِئْتُمْ بِهِ السِّحْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَيُبْطِلُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُسْتِحُ عَمَلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Protection from evil fate and severe calamities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from severe calamities and from the grips of ill hope and evil destiny and from the taunting of enemies. Severe calamities mean that a person is unable to cope with the difficulty as a result of which he desires death, like depression, etc. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala. The word is jahdil bala, not juhd, jahd. من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. Dua for gaining Allah's guidance and protection from the evils of the heart. It has been narrated by Hazrat Imran bin Hussein رضي الله عنه that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had taught his father this dua. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي. Then سيد الاستغفار, Master, the leader of all types of istighfar, as Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu reports, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul istighfar, that is the greatest istighfar, is to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following manner. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani, wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdik, wa wa'dika mastata'tu. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya. وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. They have a note on the next page, in a narration of Bukhari on page 55. In a narration of Bukhari Sharif and Nasa'i Sharif, it is reported from Hazrat Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites his dua in the morning and passes away before the evening, he will pass away as a shaheed. So the barakat of this dua Likewise, the one who recites this in the evening and passes away before the morning, he too will pass away as a shaheed. Commentary, apparently the secret in there being such a great virtue for this istighfar is that every word is full with the spirit of servitude and slavery. And the rules for deliverance from shirk is quite in detail, inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow from there, page 56. So brothers should make an effort, inshallah, as we get used to it, then it'll get easier. It'll take us about 5-10 minutes maximum. And that too is wazaif also to read. Sometimes we are in a hurry, so when we're walking back home, we are driving also, we can read it. After every salah also, our three quls and ayatul kursi and salah, our tasbih fatimi, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times allahu akbar, all these wazaif, my explanation, should be read after the nafils, not after the farz. Between the farz salah and the sunnah salah, there shouldn't be a gap in between. Because the sunnah salah is a completion of the farz salah. So immediately we get up for our sunnats. After the sunnat and after our nafils, then we read all the wazifahs with aram. What happens, you know, that sometimes we're in a hurry, then we're reading long wazifahs, the sunnat gets left out, or the wuzu will break, etc. So we finish all our namaz first. That is priority. Then we read the wazifahs after that, inshallah. We make a short zikr and then dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Ishraq will be around 6:30. Just before about 6:25 or so will be Ishraq. Brothers have the himmat and courage, inshallah. They can spend some time in Quran tilawat. Or we have a wazayif to read, inshallah. Very, very importantly, my dear brothers, we are in itikaf in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The crux of all of this is not to create or not to cause taklif to anybody. All individual ibadat, let us make sure we don't cause disturbance to anyone. Whether we read in Quran, whether we're making dhikr, whether we're reading salah, that we read it audible enough that we hear ourselves only. Shouldn't be that we disturb anybody. Also, when you wake up in the morning, some people are early birds, they wake up early, maybe by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. The next program will be at 11:30. So very short program, 11:30 to 12:30. Brothers should be punctual with the programs, inshallah. It'll be a very short program, with tajweed and some sunnahs, inshallah. Mufti Ibrahim Nurgat will come through, he'll do the morning program. So we can avail ourselves and be here for the program and take full benefit, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Anybody wakes up earlier than that, they don't disturb the others. Quietly we can step out of our cubicles, make our wuzu, and whatever ibadah we want to do, and to be considerate of others. Also in the night we have to make some mashwara, like the odd nights, whether we're going to leave the lights on. Preferable, my dear brothers, we get our own headlamps or torches, something like that, so we don't have to leave all the lights on. Like last night also, the lights were on the entire night. Some brothers maybe have been asleep, and maybe there was some disturbance to them. So if we can organize, and for ourselves, some small torch or a light where we can sit on our own in the night, and we can read our Quran, etc. So we don't cause disturbance to anybody else. Besides masjid also, this is their expenditure. Our own individual ibadat, if we can take care of it, all the better, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.